بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa Allah.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, and my guest speaker for today's discussion is Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the rational reasons, or rational, it's better to say, proofs in order to prove religion. How is it possible that according to rational beliefs we must be a religious person, or at least have or follow a religious belief? And the main controversy is that maybe there is no hereafter after this world. Death is the final destination. So why to lose all the enjoyments and amusement of this world?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first part of the question is very, broad question, because the question is about the necessity of believing in religion. And first of all, what this religion is all about. And there are many different definitions for the world of religion, and to the extent that some believed in our time that atheism in itself is a kind of religion as well, or even a school of thought. Maybe we need another session to talk about the rational arguments for believing in a religion. At least now we are talking about the revealed and divine religions, to believe in one God at least. Before going to proving, the fact that Islam is the last religion. So there are some arguments mentioned in this regard. For example, one of them is regarding the fitra, the innate nature of every human being. It is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran that all people deep in their nature, they accept, they believe in God, which leads, of course, to believing in the religion, in the divine religion.
Yes.
When you are suffering from, a very serious problem, being alone, all people deep in their heart, they believe that there is an entity that can help them in that occasion. And it is mentioned in the narrations and also in the Noble Book of Quran. So some people go to the argument of the nature, the fitra of the human beings, to prove that we are in need of, God, and we are in need of religion. The second point is that the second argument, which is mentioned by some of the scholars, is that forget about all the arguments for religions, whether they are, true or not. We have two scenarios. One is that all these 124,000 prophets who have come and invited the people toward God, and they have taught the people about the Day of Judgment and yes, so on and so forth, and leading a good life, they are truthful or they are telling lies. If they are truthful, it means that we are talking about divine religions. If they are truthful, if you believe in them, it may bring you some restrictions, some obligations, and then you will lead a very happy life for eternity.
Okay.
This is one scenario. And if you reject them and they are truthful, then you will be punished in the hereafter for eternity. But if they are liars, what have you lost? You just have had some obligations, some restrictions, and I will mention that Islam is not against lawful enjoyment. So at most, you have done some obligations, which may have been difficult for some cases, but if they are truthful, and if you do not believe in them, then you will have a very, I mean, difficult time in the hereafter, like being in the hellfire for eternity, which is, of course, it's not easy at all. So this argument says that we have these two scenarios, and the intellect is telling us that we need to go for the first scenario, for the first possibility. Because if we believe in these prophets, we have not lost anything. We are just acting upon some obligations. We may have some restrictions regarding some food and drinks and some unlawful actions. But then we will lead a very good life in the hereafter for eternity. Okay?
Yes.
But if we do not believe in them, we will have a very bad life in the hereafter for eternity again.
Yes.
But if they are liars, again, we have not lost much. So if you compare the two, the rational, your intellect tells you that you need to go for the first possibility, that is accepting these prophets. This is one argument mentioned by some both Christian and Muslim
yes.
scholars.
Okay.
So these are about all divine religions. When it comes to the religion of Islam, we have the concept of Khatamiyya, the fact
yes.
that the prophet is the last prophet. And the best proof is the Noble Book of Quran, which is the only scripture, divine book, which is free from any kind of mistake and distortion. And the Quran challenges all people to bring a book, or at least 10
yes.
chapters, or at least one chapter like the Quran. And so far, no one has been able to do so. And this requires that this is a miracle book, a miraculous book. This is a miracle of the
yes.
last prophet. And,
and totally consistent with rationality. This is important.
Exactly.
I mean, for example, in the religion of Islam, you cannot find anything inconsistent with rationality.
And with science. This
and
is
with
another
science,
important
that's right.
point.
And scientific proofs are sure that that's
And
right.
many discoveries,
yes,
scientific discoveries are mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran.
That's
all
right.
So we can quickly just mention some of these points regarding the necessity of believing in a divine religion and in the religion of Islam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
But the main point that I would like to share, because some people, they have this assumption that you have two options, to be a religious person and be away from any kind of joy and enjoyment of the life, or to get rid of the religion and lead a happy life. This
mm-hmm.
is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very explicitly in chapter Al-A'raf, verse 32, that قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ ذِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Say, who has prohibited the embellishment of Allah which He has brought forth for His servants? So this is zina, this is the joy of life which Allah has specifically brought for His servants, وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ, and the good provisions.
Yes.
Then Allah says, قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In and of itself, they are for the believers in this life. And of course, خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the Day of Judgment, they are purely for the believers. So as believers, we shouldn't think that we are going to lead a very, I mean, sadful and sorrowful life without
yes.
any joy, without
mm-hmm.
any enjoyment, without any recreation. And the verses of the Quran are very explicit in this regard, and the narrations. I mean, I ask your listeners to search for the narrations about, I mean, leading a life, a happy life in which you are happy and make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that, yes, there are some laws, there are some limitations. And at the end of the day, these limitations which would lead to more joy. For example, when it comes to sexual desires, Islam is not a religion which prohibits, meeting your sexual desires, although we may have some religions in this regard. But Islam is a moderate religion.
Yes.
It does not go to extreme. So no one is telling you that when you are Muslim, when you are, a believer, then you should be away from all these joys. No, the Quran only has introduced a channel for it. And we know that when we see what is going on in the Western countries,
yes.
Those people who do not act upon any religion, they have...
Again, they are following their rationality. I mean, in some laws, they have specified and issued some specific laws, okay?
They have, but specifically, I'm talking about those people who believe that there shouldn't be any limitation when it comes to sexual desires, for example. And day by day, we see the increased rate of different crimes committed by all these people. So my point is that although some people may say that drinking wine is a joy, why Islam has prohibited us from drinking wine. But the point is that these statistics tell us that, crimes committed by drunk people have led to many people losing these opportunities of joy. You are drunk, you think that you're leading a happy time, but at the same time you may drive and you may have an accident and kill other people.
According to the documents, two important problems of the Western world: liver cancer and domestic violence, especially against the women. The main cause is over drinking.
Thank you for sharing that. So my point is that although at the first glance it may appear that Islam has prohibited us from this joy, but in the long term, those people who are free from so-called joy, they are free from all those pains as well, like the diseases that you mentioned.
Yes, that's the main reason for convert for so many people.
Definitely.
Because when you refer to the reports, you know, and their interviews, they say that now we are following a happy, we can say, tranquil lifestyle, because before that, in this modern world, we were busy with so much, distractions from the right path, from the right world. So now they are passing a calm down life. Okay.
Of course, I don't want to claim that all religious people, they are leading a happy life, because unfortunately, some people, go to extreme. Unfortunately, some religious people, they think that they shouldn't laugh, they shouldn't say jokes,
smile.
They shouldn't have any recreation. This is against the religion of Islam. But my point is that we can claim that those people who lead a religious life in a moderate way, as mentioned by the religion of Islam, they are leading, they are the happiest people in the world.
Yes.
This is my claim, and maybe their statistics can prove it. Because if you're acting upon the religion of Islam, you are happy with whatever you have.
Yes.
You have the concept of qana'ah, or contentment, which is highly regarded by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam in the narrations.
Yes.
So, for example, you may be poor, but if you are a religious person, you act upon the concept of qana'ah, you will lead a very, very happy life. Imagine that according to the religion of Islam, any suffering, any hardship that you may face is for your benefit, either in this world or in the hereafter. So if you lead a life with this understanding that any problem, any disease, losing dear ones, all of them are for my favor, for my benefit, for sure, your perspective of your life would be different. You may have a more joyful life.
Yes.
So we shouldn't think that Islam is a religion and all the religions are against having a joyful life.
And the spiritual happiness that we are talking here is very much different from the psychological happiness. I mean, we can say this sha'af from inside is very much different from the happiness.
Yeah, joy is not only the mundane joy, the material joy. We have the spiritual joy. Those people who do tahajjud, they get up early in the morning to do tahajjud.
Yes, they are enjoying the life.
Exactly. Yes. They have a kind of joy that they are not ready to exchange it for any other material joy. So spiritual joy for the believers, for those people who believe in these divine religions, is also a very fact, and we should not ignore it. This life is not only about material joys.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh, for your elaboration. For sure, the religion of Islam and the teachings of the religion of Islam are help for those people who are reaching for salvation and prosperity, both in this world and the hereafter. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, Visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن